day of the week, there's things going on that you can be a part of and fellowship with one another and just grow stronger in your faith with the Lord and share it with someone else. On Monday mornings, there's women that meet in the fellowship hall. They pray together. They're actually reading through the Bible together. So ladies, if you want to be a part of that. And men have their men's breakfast coming up in August. And then the youth are meeting, youth and young adults are meeting every Sunday at 4 o'clock. So I invite you guys to come. Actually, last Sunday, kind of impromptu, we went to the new parsonage that you're all going to be seeing very soon. We're actually getting it all ready. And where's Wes? Is Wes in the house? Pray for Wes, because he's got a team and he's working so hard. And every time he unveils something, there's a new project that starts. So anyways, it's okay, because regardless, we are moving in Thursday. Regardless. Whatever's torn up, whatever wall is taken out, we're still moving in. So pray for us in that regard. We have the youth and some of the elementary age are still going for their summer soul food. So parents, encourage them to keep reading that daily reading in the Word of God and just to get in that habit, especially now that it's summer and there's no homework they have to worry about, to get in that habit of reading the Word and to hear from God. Because you're never too young to begin having that relationship and establishing that with the Lord. And then we do have, on Thursday mornings, we're doing intercessory prayer at 10:30. So anybody who wants to come and join us just for praying for the needs of the church, praying for our city, our government, and praying for our community. In fact, if some of you noticed this morning, there was some wild parties going on around here last night, and some people tore down our banner, and they actually tore off half of the cross. You know, and that's a shame. But praise God, some people here are like working hard to nail it back up before the Spanish church starts. And, you know, I'd just like to take a second to pray. Yeah. All right, let's just agree together. Lord, we say, God, forgive them, Lord, because they don't know what they're doing. And, Lord, we pray, God, for our community. We pray for those people that, Lord, in their drunkenness or whatever, did these things, these foolish things. And I just pray that you would grab hold of their heart and that they would come to know you and that there would be a conviction, Lord, in them. And that, Lord, you would just help us, God, to love people wherever they're at and just to show them who you are, because you loved us where we were at. So, Lord, we just give you praise in Jesus' name.
Amen.
And that is the announcements for today. So we have our offering we're getting ready for. And by the way, me and Luke and Brianna are going to be doing an offering today, and this is our first time doing this together. So, pray for us.
Don't worry, we're done. You see this morning's offerings, Liam?